Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the Humboldt Hill area on Wednesday afternoon after smoke was seen coming from the bedroom of a residence. The first arriving crews arrived to the house fire on Fisher Lane, and while they attacked the fire, other personnel checked the residence for anyone inside. No one was located and the fire damage was only confined to the bedroom. The cause of the fire is under investigation, however the cause does not appear to be suspicious. John Fullerton, who is running for the Eureka City Council Ward 4 seat, is offering a $1,000 reward for any information leading to those responsible for the theft and vandalism of his campaign signs posted across the city. Fullerton says that at least 36 of his campaign signs have been either defaced or stolen, and that his campaign signs were clearly targeted as other candidates' signs were left alone. Anyone with information can contact Fullerton's office. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill aimed at changing the way federal forest management services are funded. In 2015, it was revealed that the U.S. Forest Service spent more than 50% of its budget on fire suppression instead of forest management, and that more money needs to be dedicated to fuel control programs, watershed and trail improvements, and post-fire mitigation projects, particularly in the face of larger and more dangerous fires. The measure will also treat major wildfires as natural disasters, similar to the responses to hurricanes or floods. The Wildfire Disaster Funding Act would separate fire suppression funding from forest management programs and instead be used in the same way federal dollars are used to respond to natural disasters through FEMA, where stringent spending caps are in place.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office booked 37-year-old Jesse Lee Serbrug into county jail following a vehicle pursuit through Redway on Wednesday afternoon. Serbrug, who was wanted on felony weapons charges, was seen riding his motorcycle on Redway Drive, and he sped off after a sheriff's deputy attempted a traffic stop. The chase continued through town, but the deputy abandoned the pursuit due to public safety. A short time later, the deputy spotted Serbrug at the Evergreen Business Park, where he had hidden his motorcycle, and Serbrug tried to flee again on foot. Assisting deputies tracked him down inside a storage locker nearby, and he was subsequently detained. Serbrug was booked into county jail for the warrants, as well as for felony evasion and resisting arrest. The Yurok tribe has released the results of the tribal primary election for 3 tribal board seats. In the Pequon District, Mary Nat ran unopposed and won her race, while in the East District, Joseph James easily won his race against challenger Laura Borden by pulling in 73% of the vote with more than 200 votes cast. The third race in the South District was won by Lana McCovey, who defeated Sarah Smoker. The Tribal Council will ratify the election results at a meeting on Monday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The first of a series of storms is moving through the region today, and the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast. 2 to 4 inches of rain are expected across the coastal plains and high amounts along the southwest-facing terrain. There is also a possibility of thunderstorms later tonight and into Friday morning, particularly in Delnor County. Wind gusts will also reach up to 45 miles per hour, and breaking waves could reach more than 20 feet. With the heavy weather expected going into the weekend, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department announced today that they have canceled their annual open house, which was scheduled to begin in the morning this Saturday. The heavy storms will make traveling difficult for those wanting to attend, and another open house will be scheduled in the near future. The City of Arcata will host a community meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the D Street Neighborhood Center as they address any concerns from the public about safe routes to school. The meeting was scheduled after a 12-year-old girl was assaulted by a man who was on her way to school last month, and the focus of the meeting will be how to form a community-based partnership with police and volunteer groups and to identify any problemed areas on the routes children take when they walk to school. Fortuna police arrested 27-year-old Timothy Belisle on Wednesday morning after he tried to redeem stolen lottery scratcher tickets at the Chevron gas station on Main Street. Belisle became combative as he was being placed under arrest, and a Fortuna lieutenant arrived as backup. Belisle was then placed in handcuffs after the two officers were able to get him on the ground. A search of his person turned up numerous tools used for burglaries, master lock keys, more stolen lottery tickets, as well as meth and hypodermic syringes, and he was booked into county jail. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.